Good evening, ladies and gentle beans. Welcome to TC Talks once again. We are here again. There's only three of us this week. Unfortunately, our fourth man could not be here this evening. Dan, other way, Jay, other way. That way, yeah. That way. This way. I don't know. No, that's me. I'm above you. But I've got the other usual suspects. Jay is joining us again this week, as he said he's got the availability while he's not doing much at home, feeding the cats, looking after the cats, that kind of stuff. and obviously my separated at birth twin over the other side of the screen as well is here.
I'm here.
Jay hasn't seen, has he?
No. He hasn't seen the magic trick.
You haven't seen.
What's his magic trick now?
Just watch this. Watch this. You ready?
I'm sorry, my Skype must have crashed because I'm getting the same feed twice now.
Uncanny.
I know, isn't it?
Uncanny. But anyway, how have you been? You all been good? You've been good? You've been well?
Yeah, not too bad. Weather's been a bit muggy, so I've just been a bit like drained of energy, if that's the best way to describe it. Just feel like
sat there like
yeah. I mean, that's me every day.
I have to admit, I'm the same. Usually I'm just sat there thinking, oh, what is the world coming to? But it's good. So here we are again for another episode of TC Talks. If you've noticed the title, if you're watching this on Twitch, or to be fair, if you're listening back to this on the podcast, you would have noticed we're going to talk about the next generation. We're not talking about Star Trek. We're talking probably more Engage. About the more about the Xbox, I think, this week than the other consoles, with the Xbox event coming up. But to start with, we are going to cover some news and bits and pieces and what have you. But as always with our podcasts, we do the welcome section where we find out what everyone's been playing and stuff like that this week. It wouldn't be a video games podcast if we didn't talk to each other about video games that we've been playing. So, Stewpot, take it away.
Yeah, I haven't played a game. I played a little bit today, but before that, when you played Thursday was the last time I played a game. ESO was Thursday, but today I played a little Battlefield 5.
Oh, rocking it back up. Old school.
Yeah, I like World War II shooters. I'm not a fan of the Modern Warfare stuff. Not because of anything particular. I think it's because it's the old school guns, and I just like that way. And I grew up on a lot of Medal of Honor Allied Assault, Call of Duty, the very first one on PC.
Yep.
That was brilliant online as well. And I just love those games. I played them to death. So I like playing Battlefield 5, and it's a lovely looking game too.
And I
remember when it first came out, it was bad, but again, like most of these games, the AAA games, give it a year and they're just smooth as butter. Basically, it's the same old story then. But I've been enjoying that again.
Excellent.
Get into that. It's pretty. I really like the Grand Operations, that tells a story as well.
I remember playing through a few of those. They're massive as well, aren't they?
They are huge. They're 64 player maps. They go on for, I think the one I was on today, 55 minutes, rough time. Yeah, and that's just one part. But it's cool. It's good.
To be fair, though, that is like a standard round of Battlefield. There's none of this 10-minute shit.
Yes, yeah. Like, you're in there for the long haul.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you literally have to, like, get rations for, like, halfway.
Yeah. You do, yeah. I've been playing a little bit of that. Mixing it up this week, I am.
Mixing it up. Jay, how about yourself, buddy?
I'm still plodding on with Half-Life Alyx, which I mentioned last week. Near the end now. I think I'm on the last chapter there. It's a full game, as mad as that sounds, you know, with it being VR, having a full sort of 12-hour plus experience in VR is impressive.
Yeah.
With the level of detail, tells a good story, feels great to play, etc. Yes, it's It's a wicked game, that.
How's the VR sickness been affecting you playing it?
It's, to be honest, it's a very comfortable game to play, but I do have issues just with the fact the screen is obviously right on your face.
Yeah, yeah.
So after about, you know, up to an hour, I tend to be fine, but any longer and I do start to get a bit of a headache and just need to take the headset off.
It's like that whole thing, isn't it? Like when you're a kid and stuff, you always get told never to sit too close to the screen, and then they invent the technology and the screen is like
literally strapping them to our faces.
Yeah.
When I'm not playing that, I've actually started getting back into Team Fight Tactics, if you know that one.
Team Fight Tactics. Yeah. I think I've heard of that one.
It's a freebie that Riot released. It might have only been this year. I can't remember.
Are we talking Steam?
I want to say I played that in Insomnia last year.
Possibly, yeah. Possibly.
I think they had a little store because I like collect the cards or something they were giving away as well.
Nice. So basically, it's if you play it on your PC, it's basically the Riot launcher, the League of Legends launcher, but it's also on mobile.
Okay.
And it's all cross play, so you've got one account, and no matter what you play it on, you log in, play with people you know, or just with randoms. 8 players. The matches on that, to be fair, can last around an hour.
Right.
And it's an auto battler, basically. So, unlock cards in the game, and they are actually the troops you end up playing. And you try and build up a squad of, I think it's up to 9 or 10 units.
Right.
Try and level them up, give them some gear, and they'd sort of do the battles themselves. So it's quite a nice, easy game to play when you've maybe got a show on or you're just chilling out before going to bed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Neat little game. Yeah, neat little game.
Excellent.
And it's free.
Well, there you go. Free. Who doesn't love free, right?
Exactly.
Welcome Dr. Worm into the chat. Has spent 6 years at imaginary medical school and is now a doctor of the arts.
Oh,
well done.
Nice.
Yep.
Worm College.
Yeah. So, Dr. Worm, whilst you're in the chat there, what have you been playing this week?
What have you been playing, Stu?
I don't need any prompting, Stu. Come on.
Sorry.
What have I been playing this week? F1 2020 I've been playing this week. Been loving it. Been playing on the wheel. Finally took the dive of transitioning to manual gears this week. So I have been flying around the track, bouncing off the rev limiter left, right, and centre.
Nice.
That's how you're meant to play those games.
Pretty much, I think so. Rag the shit out of the car, break the engine, and then you're good.
Does that have any VR? Because that
it
would be
doesn't
fun.
Have VR, but it does have Toby eye tracking. Which I will be using possibly on Thursday, maybe, or at some point, maybe tomorrow afternoon when I get home from work. I think I've mostly been playing that, a little bit of the Golf Club 2, or the Golf Club 2019 featuring the PGA Tour for the full title of the version. Yeah, why they couldn't just call it like the Golf Club 3 or something like that.
Yeah, it like rolls off your tongue. Though,
yeah, the Golf Club, the Golf Club 2, and then the Golf Club 2019 featuring the PGA Tour.
I really hope the next one is all of that too.
Yeah. Well, the next one, the next one is the 2K golf game, because 2K bought the rights for the publishing of the one I'm playing now, which is why they managed to get the PGA Tour license. And then now 2K are actually developing and releasing their own one. So I'm looking forward to that. It comes out middle of next month. So unfortunately, for those people that tune into our streams to watch me play Modern Warfare and things like that, our channel will probably pretty much be turning into a sports channel. But whammy, you know. It'll be good sports, though.
Not a sport fan myself.
Yeah, but you come into streams for the streamer, not for the game.
True.
You know? Well, so you should do. So Dr. Worm in the chat has said he's been playing 7 Days to Die and Far Cry 5, and also looking forward to Ooblets, which comes out tomorrow.
Ooblets.
I don't know. And Actual R has joined the chat. How you doing, my dear? You well? Or have you been playing this week? You're at that point of the stream where you can talk about what you've been playing. I also apologize if the stream buffers or frame rate drops or anything like that, because my connection is just doing my nut in, really, at the moment. Virgin Internet, sort your life out.
There's a lot of demand on these internet providers these days.
Well, there is. Yeah. There is. There's a dishwasher just opening. But yeah, really, that's kind of what I've been playing, really.
Nice.
Not a massive amount. You know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I didn't even play a single game over the weekend.
No, nothing at all.
Done stuff in house. Joe, the wife, was off. So it's like catch up, basically, because she's a nurse, so you kind of got to fit around her hours a little bit.
Yeah.
It was all fine.
But you have to, don't you?
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's fine. That's why I'm allowed to play games sometimes.
There you go. But yes, so moving swiftly on, let's move on to the news, shall we?
Yeah, got a quite Nintendo heavy news.
I did think that when you posted the
it's just basically I was obviously browsing the interwebs during the week or the last week, and you just pick up stuff. And then when I was posting, I was like, got a few interesting Nintendo tidbits. But the first one is Super Mario Brothers 3. There was a misprint on the original cartridge where Bros appeared over the right hand. And it went for auction this week. And it's sealed. It's absolute mint. It's even got the cellophane on it. It's even been rated at 9.0 out of 10, which is quite a good copy. And it sold for $38,000.
Jesus.
Because of a misprint.
It doesn't even look like a misprint either.
No, I know.
You don't even know if you know.
Yeah, like I was reading it. I was like, well, I wouldn't even thought of that, to be honest.
That's balmy, isn't it, really?
But the biggest one is the original Super Mario Brothers cartridge sealed, and apparently it's a different type of box. Instead of one that folds in, it was like, they call them wings, so they're like glued on. So it's the original one of that, cellophane, so like they're very, very rare. And it just became the highest selling video game ever. Winning at $114,000.
Jesus. Yeah. I want to find people that have this much money to spend on shit.
I do too.
I also like the idea that they're going to get that and just open it and be like, I wonder what it looks like inside.
Imagine. Yeah, yeah.
How does this work?
There's a wrestler called Zack Ryder who collects like limited dish, like wrestling figures and stuff like that. And some are worth like thousands. He buys them, opens them up.
Good lad.
It's just like, and he's like, look at this, everyone. And like videos it. It's actually kind of cool, you know, because it's never been opened before.
Never been opened. Yeah, can you imagine though, all of the people everywhere that have literally just like fainted though when they opened it?
Yeah, I know.
You're like, ha.
But yeah, it's been an interesting week for old school Nintendo games, original Nintendo games. And on the back of that, Lego has just announced NES, a literally Lego NES system that actually moves.
And a TV.
Yeah.
And a little TV.
Yeah.
It's quite an impressive set, to be honest.
I can't get it. £209.99.
I mean... Yeah. That's quite good price. Because if you compare it to like the Death Star, like they were a lot more money than that.
And yeah, but Jay's got that as well. Literally, don't ever advertise where you live, Jay, because like you've probably got like your Lego collection is probably worth more than your PC.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, I mean, I've got the
The Death Star retail at about 600, didn't it?
No, the Death Star was, I say, only 450, I think.
450. Yeah.
The Millennium Falcon was 700.
Ah, okay, that's my mistake. But yeah, that's
madness.
What, 200 for that Lego Nintendo? How many copies is it going to run? You know, it could be a collector's item. good.
To be fair, Dr. Worm has made a good comment and said about Legos don't depreciate in value either.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I had the Lego DeLorean bought for me a couple of years ago, my birthday. And on eBay the other day, I saw it go for £220 mint in box.
Blimey.
Yeah, but that's keeping it in the box.
Did it have a misprint like Mario Brothers?
No,
no, because they've retired it, haven't they? They retired the DeLorean now.
Yeah. So I do have a mint in box. I never go around to opening it. No, I'm not going to now after that.
See, I've got the Mustang that I'm starting to build at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Which is it's a really nice model, but I'm struggling to think where I'm going to store it afterwards.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's the thing with Lego. You need some good display areas.
Yeah.
For it, basically.
Yeah. Nate B, 1991. Well, hello in the chat. The minute the Legos goes out of the print, that price rockets. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I missed out on Ecto One, which I probably should pick that because they're going for about 150 mint in box at the moment.
My Ecto One's parked in my Ghostbusters Lego firehouse.
Nice.
I see. If I was still up in my our spare room, I'd be all for buying like more Lego and stuff like that. But obviously, you know, we had to have a child.
Yeah, well.
And I've now been. Is there a big Lego set you don't have, Jay?
In recent history, the only one that I have not purchased is the Star Destroyer.
Yeah,
because it retails at the same price as the Millennium Falcon, but has about 3,000 fewer pieces.
Right.
And fewer pieces?
Wow. Yeah, that really wound me up because...
You said that would be bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I think you do get larger pieces because obviously it's still quite a hefty model.
Yeah.
But the value just wasn't quite right, and I actually wouldn't have anywhere to put that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure one day I'll just go, sod it. Yeah. Knowing me.
Well, that's it. At the moment, I'm currently working through the Mustang, and I've got the Minions, one of the Minions, latest Minions ones. So that's the thing. Charlie is raiding us with a party. I didn't see the alert pop up.
I didn't see the alert, to be honest.
Well, I've seen the activity feed pop up, you see. That's where I knew. Charlie, dude, how are you? Thank you very much for that raid. We appreciate you. What else am I looking at Lego-wise? Do they still do the Wally model?
Yeah,
that's out of print, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do they have a new version now?
No, things with some of these models, like the Ecto-1, the DeLorean, the Wally, they are part of what's called the Lego Ideas program. Where a fan So a fan has designed them. It's got a certain amount of votes, kind of like a Kickstarter in a way.
Yeah.
It's got a certain amount of votes. Once Lego gauges there's an interest, they do a limited run. They send their own designers in just to tidy it up and make it more sort of effective or whatever. So a lot of these ones, a lot of the NASA ones are in the same boat, things like the Sci-Fi things. So things like Wall-E was a Lego Ideas one. So it's probably quite hard to get hold of now. He is wicked though.
That is quality. I love it. I've got one cabinet in our bedroom upstairs and it's got the Beetle in it. Yeah. It's got the Mini.
Yeah.
In. It's got my Wally figure. And then I've got the Trevi Fountain from the architecture series up there. And a couple of other like little bits and pieces up there, really. And it's just great, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing, is I think people need they just need to enjoy Lego.
Yeah. Can't beat Lego.
No, you can't at all.
Yeah, it's good. Slightly off Lego. I've only got one little tidbit news. I remember Ubisoft, so we're obviously going to dig deeper, later on with the Xbox stuff. But this week, obviously, the Ubisoft came out. I remember the game called Skull and Bones, they announced, 3 years ago. Looks like it's still on.
Yeah, so I saw that.
And this time they're actually going to have live service game, which is a bit better than most of the other services they usually bring
up. What do they mean by a live service game?
So, from what I gather from this, everybody calls it different things. Do you remember For Honor? It was like a PV. It was a peer-to-peer kind of link. This is going to be essentially, it's on a server and it's live. If that makes sense,
it's just an online game, really.
It's basically what like ESO is. It's like it's a world that exists even if you go on and offline.
Yeah. Right. Basically. Okay.
And like this is the whole idea, because you're gonna have events and stuff. They're gonna have you go on one day and the world could have changed a little bit because the other team or the other side.
A bit like PlanetSide when PlanetSide first came out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, kind of thought behind it. But it's pirates.
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
A lot of good pirate.
Scorpio, welcome into the chat, buddy. Hope you're well.
That's right.
Said like Guild Wars 2.
That's it. Like a living world. It's exactly what.
And Sterminator, thank you for the lurk, my dude. Thank you very much. But yeah. thank you all. Good here. Thanks.
So at least they're still on the cards, which is kind of nice.
I do remember the original trailer being a bit of a gut punch because they advertised it almost like being a spiritual successor to Black Flag.
Yeah.
Like a big pirate game, and everyone was like, whoa, pirates. And then it showed the gameplay and it was like, I mean, it looks okay.
It turned into like World of Warships, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. But
I think this change is actually going to work in its favor.
Mm. Yes, I think so too.
You know, I think that one of the things, because it's Ubisoft, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, obviously Ubisoft are renowned for releasing a game that's not potentially finished sometimes.
Yes.
A buggy mess. I've heard people say that, you know, it takes them 3 months to iron the bugs out and then 6 months until the game is actually, like, decently playable.
Pretty much,
but it seems like they've maybe listened to the community with this one.
Yeah. I think Ubisoft do seem to listen to the community quite a bit. And I think they've done these, and obviously they're the games, you know, they've already done. This is already in production. But yeah, I think you're right there. They are actually going, hey, we're listening to you before it comes out, you know, like that kind of thing, which is good.
Which just makes a change.
That's a big thing with their Beyond Good and Evil 2 as well. There's a lot of community stuff going into that, including you can even submit artwork and things for that, and they'll put it in the game as like posters and stuff. So it's really community driven how they work,
which is good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that's all my little tidbits of news for this week.
Oh, we had.
Did I miss one?
I don't think so. I think somebody put in something about mentioning, obviously, that we're going to talk about in the main part of the thing. there we go. Yeah, there's a new analysis, hasn't there been, where the PS5 and the Xbox Series X performance could come with a major catch.
Yes.
This to me is the usual.
But it's the usual PCMR people, you know.
It's done by Digital Foundry, actually. That's why it piqued my interest, because they are pretty hot on their tech, pretty much.
They are, but
I think for me, no matter how you look at it, the PS5 and the new Xbox are going to be, for the price, very powerful little machines.
Yes, well, not so little.
Well, yeah, maybe not little in all cases. But it's up to a developer to then utilize that.
Well, could you imagine, right? Just put yourselves in this situation. I haven't played a lot of The Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
But what I have played is that game is beautiful.
Yep.
And that is running on 7-year-old tech. Yep. Effectively. I mean, I know I'm playing it on a PS4 Pro. Yep. But, you know, effectively, it's what? But PS Pro has been out 5 years? 4 or 5 years?
Less, but yeah, it's still runs it's still on old, the base old model tech. That still looks gorgeous as well.
Imagine what Naughty Dog can do with their technology and their engine on a console that is apparently 100 times better than a PS4.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always going to be the key to a console. You've only got one box to play with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is always and I hate to say this, always going to trump a PC. Always.
What?
Because you got this little box, and people go, right, we've got this to
clip
box.
Yeah. Somebody clip that. We
and
need
they're
that.
Gonna be and this is why Epic has come out with their things, because they've got their little square box of this is the spec we got.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
This is the one downside of PC. There's so many combinations, you couldn't even calculate how many different combinations of PCs you could ever have. Well,
you just have to look at like the whole PC thing. You just have to look at how many different resolutions are in the resolution tree.
Yes.
When you go on to exactly. like the graphics settings.
Yeah. Like there's so many different combinations you can do.
Yeah. PlayStation are like, we'll run at 4K or kind of 4K. If you're not running on a 4K machine, it'll super sample. That's it. Job done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's always going to be, you know, like I said, Naughty Dog are first developers, so they would only develop four places, the exclusive. Obviously, third party, I think, just see Scorpio was saying about F1 2020. That's a third party. That's basically be the same on the PC. Like, they're going to have a box, but they probably won't be as.
They look at where their market is, don't they, to see where to prioritize. Yes.
They might perform a little better, but they're going to be not much different. The only, like, I'd probably even just the PlayStation. Like, you even see it on Gears as well on PC. It's pretty good. On Xbox, it's brilliant because it's a specific spec. They've gone, we know how, and they've just gone to town and tweaked and tweaked and tweaked, you know.
Don't get me wrong. If you've got like a PC that can run stuff on like ultra graphics and stuff that, I mean, then obviously it's going to look miles better. Like for me, I play Modern Warfare on the PC. And I've got everything set to like ultra or high. I think I've got it all set to.
Exactly. So obviously, if you've got a beast of a rig, obviously it's going to
mute.
This is a mute port. I'm on about the sub £1,000 PCs, probably in the sub £900 PCs. Yeah. Where like that's majority of PC, including myself. I'm around that mark.
Yeah.
You know,
PC and, noob.
I can't afford these parts.
Neither can I.
I have to get a couple of credit cards, I think, but that's the thing for the average PC. They've all got this £1,000 ish rig.
Yeah, for and sure. Yeah,
you know, and that's I just one of those things. You know?
I just want to take a minute now, just to recap there that Stu actually said a positive for consoles.
I did, and it doesn't happen often, and it's the only. I've always said this. I only give something positive when I've gone, well, do you know what? It is a positive thing.
You're just getting all hyped up for next week's announcements, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what it is. He's getting stuck in.
That cheaper Xbox does look quite good, doesn't it?
So Scorpio said, console will always be more stable, but still, sometimes even with a game being designed purely for console, if the game isn't optimized, Days Gone was horrible on launch.
Optimization is key, 100%. You always, obviously, the guys like Naughty Dog, they're going to be optimizing to hell and back, basically. A lot of these good devs are going to be doing that. Even, like I said, even Epic, for using that, I know they're everywhere, but they've got the Unreal Engine, which it's probably the best out there.
I posted some pictures today of the Unreal Engine. Did you see those, Stu?
No, I missed them.
They just
and I was actually on Twitter. As well.
I just put it in game chat, didn't I?
On Discord, yeah. So basically, one of the advantages of
if you just scroll up slightly in game chat, Stu, you'll see the first screenshot that's there.
Is that it? Looks like a statue.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of the advantages of
I actually thought that you posted a statue. I did not. I didn't even read the context to it. I thought you were like, that's random. You post a statue in game chat. Wow. Yeah. There you go then.
Because one of the advantages of Unreal Engine 5 is you can make a model easily in ZBrush or Maya or 3ds Max, whichever you prefer using, and literally just drop it into Unreal Engine, which is huge for development.
Yeah. Well, the quality that you can get off of like 3ds Max and even things like Blender and stuff, you know, things like that. I'm in a Discord with another guy, Twice the Slice, and he's on Twitter as well. His name's I think it is just twice the slice on Twitter as well. And he's been teaching himself Blender since the start of the year, and he just posted a tweet out today with the latest stuff that he's working on. He's basically modeled himself and his missus in Blender as a pop figure.
Nice.
Okay.
And it looks, you know, it looks great. And it's one of those things I'd love to get into, something like 3D modeling. You know, that's kind of, I think I'd have a nice little eye for the 3D modeling side of things.
I'd be pretty rubbish. But I would love the coding side of it. I would love that.
She's like, I'd be shit. I'd be shit. Don't do
that stuff. I'm kind of average at both.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. You know, you don't have to be a superstar at all of them, do you? Yeah. But I might. Do you know what? I might give it a go. Game on Scorpio has said Unreal Engine is .. Unreal. See what he did there. See what he did there.
I was hoping you'd say Unreal Engine is Unity.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. Easy, Tiger.
Banned from the podcast. No.
Yeah. Jay is offline. But I think that this conversation brings us nicely into our feature topic for this week, which is dun 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 dun, dun. Next gen. So we are talking about next gen again, but primarily we're bringing it towards the Xbox event that's next. Is it next week now? Next Thursday?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. 23rd.
Yep. That'll be next Thursday. So I'm excited about this event. I don't usually get excited for Xbox events, really, because I'm a bit of a, not a fanboy, but I've always preferred PlayStation over Xbox for a long, 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 long time. But I am looking forward to it primarily because I want to know if this Lockhart exists.
Hmm.
You know, that's for me. That for me is what
it
is.
Of the ultimate.
Price range
console.
I don't think we'll find out about that next week.
Do you not?
No.
Well,
I think next week is going to be purely, here's what our first party studios and some of our third party partners are doing.
You don't think at the end they're going to go, oh, and by the way,
they might, but I'd say it's a small chance. Well, next week.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
XDG, welcome in, dude. How you doing? Welcome into the TC Talks podcast. Here we talk about all things and nothing. We're currently talking about the Xbox event next week that we what we might want to see. That end bit might be a date rather than Lockhart reveal. True, true, true. But yes, XDG, I've been very good. I've been very good. Yeah. You, Jay, are looking forward to the games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why we're all here, isn't it?
Exactly.
Games. It's especially good for, you know, anyone interested in Xbox or PC, you know, with the way Microsoft work now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that's the thing, isn't it? All of the first party stuff that they do announce next week will be playable on PC.
And on Game Pass.
Good old Phil
as well.
And it'll all be free on Game Pass, yeah.
I know, this is the bonkers thing. How are they making money off his Game Pass?
I reckon there's so many people that buy Game Pass and don't use it. I hardly use my Xbox Game Pass, but that money keeps ticking out of my account every month.
It's the same principle as Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these shows and movies and stuff traditionally would be auctioned off to Channel 4 and Sky and Fox and whoever else, and you know, Netflix bid a load of money and get subs on it, don't they? So it's the same principle. But yeah, you've got something like 15, 16 studios that Microsoft now own.
Jay's just opened the webpage with all of that.
Yeah, I googled that earlier because I wasn't sure.
I like it. I like it.
And they've, you know, they've got some obvious stuff. I think we'll see next week. They've already confirmed Halo Infinite will be there, which, you know, it's a game we know about. We've seen trailers for, but I guess it will be the gameplay reveal of sorts, or at least a trailer of gameplay.
Do you know what I miss with all these events that they're doing, and obviously with social distancing and things like that? you don't get the, and here's Gerard playing the game whilst we talk about it.
Yeah.
You don't get that.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. XDG's said, I love my Game Pass. It's quality. Depends what you're going to play. Well, yeah, that's it. I'm excited for Microsoft Flight Simulator. I know we've had a big conversation about that in the TC Discord this week.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm excited for that. I'm. Do you know what? I'm hopeful that they might show a bit more off about that.
Yeah, I think there's a chance because it's not announced for console yet. So it could be that, you know, they'll say maybe that's a launch title for the Xbox itself.
Yeah.
Or maybe that'd be interesting, it's out next year or something.
Mm. That would be, I mean, obviously, kind of... it'll be exciting to see if they announce GTA 5 online, you know?
Yeah, that was a strange one, wasn't it, from the Sony reveal?
Especially to start with. That's what they started with.
Especially as it works on Xbox, you know, with their back and pattern stuff. It's like, you can just play it anyway.
Yeah. On Xbox. Yeah, it's just like...
I'm sure you will be able to on PS5 as well, to be fair, with their back compat. But, you know, it's just a bit...
I mean, unless they release that, like, ultra-realistic graphics mod that was doing the rounds, unless that's what it comes with, what is the point?
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's the biggest game out at the moment. Well, maybe second to Fortnite, but it's the biggest game ever. I think it's still in top 10 sales.
Oh, it's always every week. It's always up there. I mean, I'm just enjoying getting my $1 million per month, and you know, for the up until the launch of it, to be fair, by logging in on the PlayStation 4 version.
I just haven't touched it in years.
See, the problem is, it's like, it's so expensive to buy anything. Like, you look on the screen and there's like a shit tip of a car. It looks like an old Vauxhall Corsa. But it's like something like 600,000 credits, or, you know, dollars and what have you. You're like, what? I've got so many cars that I've sunk so many millions of dollars into. It's ridiculous. Plus, I've got a yacht and an arcade and a casino and a, you know, house and a business. And
see, I don't think a lot of that was in the last time I played GTA. Yeah.
That's it. Game on Scorpio said, same last flight sim game I played was Flight Simulator 2000. Wow. This one though, and it brings us back to what we were going to chat about during the news as well, is that we were looking at it and we were like, oh, it's coming to Game Pass. And then I managed to find that there was like three versions of it. And this is what really, I think it kind of irritated all of us, to be fair.
Yeah.
We were actually all talking as one in the Discord for a change, which never happens.
No, that never happens.
Ever. And so they've got three versions of it coming. They've got the standard version. I'm just scrolling back up because there's been a lot of game chat today.
Everything these days has at least three versions.
Yeah.
And it's all mad. Just extra skins or extra something that's already there to start.
Yeah.
There's nothing like... I understand, like, this version comes with a season pass that gets you future DLCs. Fair enough. You're invested in your game. But not stuff that already pre-exists and you're going to go and pay for
it. It's especially annoying or frustrating because they're talking about next-gen prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
I'd have zero problem with that if the price went up and there was one price for a game and it came with everything.
Yeah.
And like you say, maybe a season pass separate for future stuff.
I think I might have talked to you, Jay, and I know I talked to Stu earlier about this. Back when I had a Mega Drive, I remember my old man used to complain that FIFA 96 was £50 to buy in 1996. Yeah. With inflation, that's £96 today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to charge £70, is it, for that NBA game?
Yes.
Actually, it is an increase, but it's not
much different. Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, we do have a article coming onto the site soon that does talk about that kind of stuff, don't we, Stu?
We do. It's almost like it's
fate. But yeah, it's madness. So let's have a look at the chat. So Nate B has said the Ubisoft business model, base game, then nine other versions. That's it.
Yeah. And I want to say Ubisoft is actually kind of going away from that a little bit, I've noticed. Only a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they give extra bonus things with like some versions and stuff. Like with the if you pre-order Watch Dogs Legion, certain version, you get like Watch Dogs 1 for free. But then, let's be honest, who hasn't got Watch Dogs 1 for free?
I think I've got it four times now.
I think Ubisoft's biggest issue is more on the physical side.
Yes.
Because they'll do like a deluxe version, a special edition, one with a statue, one with a slightly bigger statue.
Yeah, one with both statues. Maybe with
some extra stuff, you know, and that's probably where Ubisoft falls down.
Yeah.
Whereas I think every company at the moment does three versions of games.
Yeah.
The standard, the deluxe, and some sort of ultimate version.
Yeah.
Last of Us, I think, had four versions, and that's just a single player game.
Yeah. Well, Ghost of Tsushima. there's a guy on YouTube who comes into the chat now and again, Shinobi Nando. He does when a new game gets announced, he does like a roundup of all the different versions and what freebies and stuff you can get from different places. So if you need to look at stuff like that, go and check him out. He's a cool guy. But he did one for like the Avengers as well. And that's got like four different versions culminating in like a massive one.
Yeah.
Isn't The Last of Us though, there's the standard version. Then there's the deluxe version, which comes in like a steel case.
Yeah.
Then there's like I don't know whether it's called the Firefly version or something. That comes with a bunch of stuff, but then there's the Ellie version that comes with a backpack.
I think it's standard, deluxe, collectors, and then everything in the collectors one is in the Ellie one,
apart from the backpack.
Or vice versa. But So it's like just do one big special edition and one normal edition.
Yeah,
That's all you need.
Yeah.
If you want to get all the specials, you'd pay it.
Well, you would do, wouldn't you? And if you were already going to be paying for it, you like you say, you would. So Game of Scorpio, all the different versions these days are just a marketing money grab, which is stupid. It used to be the one standard version and then a collector's edition with maps, stickers, art book and statue. Now, for that version, it's like £120 and console only.
Yeah, that's the thing with these versions. Obviously, I play PC games. Very rare do you find a collector's edition that's on PC these days.
Wasn't there a game recently that basically allowed you to buy the collector's edition, but it didn't have the game in it?
Quite a few do that now.
If PC people want to buy the collector's edition, you can buy all of the gubbins that comes in it.
Because I was kind of fancying the Valhalla Assassin's Creed.
I mean, tell you what, why don't you buy it, right?
Yeah,
and then you can give me the game.
Yeah,
could do.
I mean, buy the Xbox version just to wind it up.
Yeah,
I'll have a Lockhart, so I'll be able to play it.
Bazinga!
XDG in the chat. Let's have a look at this one. Let's be honest, lads. Who here is going to buy PS5 or Xbox Series X? Is there really any point? PC gaming is the way forward. They have got the Nvidia 3000 series coming out soon, and it's going to wipe the floor with these consoles. The games are going to cost a fortune. If anyone has sense, they would ditch the consoles and join the PC race. PC games in the long run is cheaper, and you can mod the shit out of the games. Right, I'm going to start and now I love you, XDG. You know that we worked together, but you're wrong. So,
in fact, I'm the only one who isn't getting a console.
Yeah. So yes, they're bringing out the 3000 series, but have you seen the price of those 3000 series? You can buy probably four PlayStation 5s for the price of like the 3080. Yes, the 3080 is going to be phenomenal and it's going to make games look great. But then you've got the rest of the PC that goes with it. So not only are you spending like $2,000 on a graphics card to get a really good graphics card and what have you, but then you've got to build the rest of it. So I don't think it is going to wipe the floor with the consoles. But as we had the conversation in the Discord earlier, you can't really compare PCs with consoles these days.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It's a really difficult situation because console makers are trying to bring their consoles up to performance of PCs and to give the performance of PCs. So they are almost making people blur the lines, which is really difficult when you're trying not to compare PCs and consoles. Like I can run a Blu-ray on my PS4. I can't run a Blu-ray on my PC. I physically can't because I haven't got a space for a disc drive on my case.
You know, I haven't had a disc drive on my PC since 2010.
Well, that's it. In terms of the games, have you seen how much Death Stranding is on the PC?
I nearly choked when I saw that.
I'm just going to leave that conversation there. But PC games in the long run is cheaper. And yeah, I'll agree. I'll agree that PC gaming in the long run should be cheaper and you can mod the shit out of the games. But it's not as easy. It's not as easy as that. I get what you're saying, though. And obviously, like your next comment, why are you getting one if your PC does the job now? And purely because I'll be getting one because I've got a community of people that I play with on the PlayStation 5. And, you know, and I still will probably use my PC more. But
I think with the PS5 as well, not all those games will come to PC.
No, and if they do, I mean, it won't be until like years later.
Yeah, I mean, you've had sort of Horizon Zero Dawn, you've had Death Stranding, and a couple of other small ones. But you're not getting your Spider-Man, your God of War, your Last of Us, you know.
No, that's
Xbox is a bit different because they're obviously different strategy. And
yeah,
really, the Xbox is having a cheap PC. It won't ever be as good as a PC, but for the price, it's a little box you can shove under your TV, fine.
Yeah.
But you can't compare then Switch or PlayStation to PC. That's it.
Now, if like the conversation's moving here to say about crossplay, if crossplay was across the board, then, you know, I probably still would end up getting a PS5, like what you say, Jay, for purely for those exclusives.
Yeah.
You know, I do hope all of the multi-platform games do go cross-play, because it gets expensive having to get two copies of each game that you want to play with people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, with F1 2020, obviously, you know, with the site, I was very fortunate in the fact that we got a PC preview version that upgraded to full version, and I got a PS4 review copy. But, you know, if I hadn't, that's like £100 worth of games just to play with across the board. Whereas if it was cross-play, I could have stuck on my PC version and thing.
And that's just if you get the standard edition.
Well, yeah. Yeah, then you got to talk about the Schumacher edition, which is what we got.
With a backpack.
Yeah. And a cap. And,
with a Ferrari.
But do you know what? I do hope times change. I really do. And I really do hope that they do realise that cross-play is the way forward. I've always been a what's the opposite of an advocate? An avocado?
I don't know. What are the opposite to advocate? Let's Google that.
Okay.
Anti-advocate.
Anti-advocate. Come on, Stu. Time's ticking.
Google harder.
Yeah.
Well.
He's lost. Anyway, I've always been against crossplay. Because for me, it was one of those systems that either needed to be all or nothing. I don't think you can have, you know, certain games have crossplay and then other games not. I think if you are going to have crossplay, it does need to be across the board. But obviously now they're bringing it more into different games and stuff like that. But it shouldn't depend on the game, though. Scorpio's just said crossplay depends on the game. It shouldn't depend on the game. I think if you're going to bring in crossplay, it should just be across the board. There are games that obviously benefit from it more than others, and you know, and that's fine. But it should be across the board. Yeah. I don't see
I've always liked how like Gears 5, I know, does this where they just have an option where you can play just on Xbox, just on PC.
I think Rocket League has it servers. As well.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, Modern Warfare, you can turn on and off crossplay as well.
And then that way, at least you have the option. Yeah, you can say, oh, well, my mate's playing on PC, or I'm not bothered about playing with PC players or whatever.
Yeah.
It's up to you then, isn't it? But it should be a standard.
They're always trying to say that, you know, they're trying to think of the gamer and all this and all that. You know, it'd be interesting. Maybe that's what Xbox are going to announce next week, maybe.
That'd be really good. You know? Like, really good in a long run. You know,
I'm still pretty sure next week's just going to be games. I could be wrong.
You know, you're probably right based on what Sony did. I mean, obviously, we already know what the Xbox looks like, so they don't have to do that bit at the end, which is also why I think they might show
the
little family of Xboxes. Yeah. You know,
I've just got a feeling they're going to say, right, over the past year or two or however long it's been, we've just purchased all these studios. We already had all these others. Here's everything they're working on. Some might just be a quick teaser or those annoying little dev diaries that show you nothing.
Yeah. So yes, we have been working on Fable 4 for the last 15 years.
Here's the logo.
And we would like now to show you that this is what we have got. And it's just literally like a cloud moving through the sky.
Yeah. But I think it'll be...
Also, I don't know why Fable devs are from Netherlands, by the way.
Yeah, especially as they're based in England.
But... Yeah. It was just a game that popped into my head, right?
Yeah. I reckon it'll be start the show off with Halo, because we already know it's there, and it's obviously a flagship title.
Mm.
And I think it will end on some big bit of news, but I suspect it'll be Fable that it ends on.
How much would this be crazy, though? You know, obviously Dying Light's been delayed. Dying Light 2.
Yeah.
Xbox exclusive. Could it happen?
Surely not.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Nor was Phil Spencer liking everybody to play everything.
I think he's actively said he doesn't like paying just to stop other people playing games. That's why you don't really get the time stuff and things on Xbox. I think Tomb Raider famously was the last one they had. I could be wrong.
Right.
Because he's said he doesn't like just paying money with the aim of stopping other people playing a game. So I think if there is anything like that, it will be a game they've funded rather than a game that was already underway that they've just paid off to get first.
I mean,
which
you know,
is why it will be Splinter Cell if they do that.
I mean, David Beckham also said that he was never going to leave Man United. So, you know, people let us down.
Did he? I don't know.
People let us down.
Same as Thierry Henry leaving Arsenal. It wasn't going to happen. Then he went to Arsenal.
People let you down. That's all I'm going to say.
There is one rumor I've seen quite a lot in the last week, though. And I don't think it's true. I think it's just people being people. So apparently the new Series X is going to have, quote unquote, a Windows mode. Have you seen that?
Yeah. It's been flying around for a little while, that, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it seems to have gone more, quote unquote, Steam this week. I guess a lot of people are rumoring to come onto this conference next week. Steam. Yeah. I can't see that happening ever.
Yeah, like, that sort of stuff's been rumored for a while.
I want to say it might even be rumored for the Xbox One.
Yeah, because the Xbox One now, you can actually turn any Xbox One into a dev kit. Just in the settings, and I think that's where a lot of these rumors come from, because you can access the OS and do stuff when you turn it into a dev kit. I think it's something they introduced to enable sort of indie developers to not have to pay for the full dev kit. You can just turn your Xbox into
that makes sense. Yeah,
and I think a lot of it stems from that. At least back then, I don't know what the new rumors are, but Steam just crops up every now and then.
Apparently, according to the rumors, the new generation Xbox consoles will include a boot mode called Windows mode, which let you switch your operating system to a Windows 10.
I
can't see that happening. But
I mean, it would be cool.
I don't see any benefit.
Little PC, but
it would be.
I don't think it would really. Work.
The thing is, though, is a lot of the games and stuff that you would potentially look at maybe downloading and running wouldn't run properly because it's not running on proper PC architecture.
Yes, potentially, because it might not recognize a graphics card or whatnot, because obviously it's very custom to that system.
XDG in the chat, oh, look, they're trying to copy a PC. I mean...
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they do add it, in fairness.
Yeah, it was just something like, I've seen it more than once, and I was like, what's going on here? Yeah. You know, when you start noticing stuff like, what? No, come on.
What's going on here, then? But, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I just hope more of playing with people without buying another console to play with your mates, like that kind of another platform. I know quite a few people who have consoles. I just refuse to buy a console just to play with them. It's just a lot of money. It's just a lot of money.
It is, but you expect them to build a PC to play with you.
I know, no.
Yeah, but that's a lot of their money.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We do try to get games that are cross-platform, but not always happening.
No,
for me, I prefer the... cross-play is a must, but I also want that cross-progression like Rocket League and stuff does, where you just have one login.
See, what?
Yeah, you might have to buy the game twice.
If you buy, like I've got it on the Switch, it doesn't have an account for my Steam yet, which is a bit annoying.
But you can have
a Rocket ID which can add you as friends and stuff. So it's almost getting there.
Because like going back to Teamfight Tactics, I've just got one log on. I know it's free, so it is a bit different, but I've got one log on. All my little Twitch Prime awards that come in every month.
It's like
they're just on that account.
Fortnite as well, isn't
job
it?
Done.
You do that for all platforms.
Yeah.
That's it. Welcome in, Carl. Where's Dan? He's having the night off tonight. Yeah. And thank you for the host as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the host.
But yeah, it's, you know, next week's event, I think, yeah, I think you are right though, Jay. I think it is going to be all games.
Yeah.
Which They've is got to.
Wicked.
Well.
If they've got good games.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have to have good games.
But yeah, I quite like a lot of not necessarily the more recent Microsoft games. I love the Gears of War games. I'm not the big Halo fan like some people are, and I'm not really into racing, so Forza never clicks with me. I want to see them go back to some of their old IPs.
Yeah.
I want Fable back. I wouldn't mind a new Perfect
I want a new Dark. Age of Empires.
Yeah, Age of Empires, Crimson Skies, stuff like that. Some of their
Crimson
old
Sky, oh yeah.
Some of their older stuff that we've not seen for many years. I love stuff like Banjo-Kazooie. Give me that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I want to see.
Yeah, and then maybe a couple of new things.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some new stuff in those styles or completely new or whatever. I know Rare announced, I think it's called Everwild.
Right, yeah.
I quite like Rare games, but we didn't see any gameplay or anything from that. It was just a bit of a tech demo. That might have been last E3, I can't remember. So maybe we'll see some gameplay of that. Mm. Maybe we'll see whatever Obsidian's next RPG is, you know, things like that. So it'll be interesting. I think we'll just get a nice big chunk of games.
Yep, nice hours worth of games.
Some will be out in about 8 years.
They essentially released the hardware anyway, so they don't really need to go too much into that, I don't
know. No, but like I say, they've obviously, with all these rumours of the Lockhart and all this and all that, you would think it would be in their best interests to at least maybe confirm if that's happening or not, even if they don't show what it's all about.
I think there might be another event in August, though. I think they've already said there is. So it could be... It's this sort of playing chicken with Sony, isn't it?
Oh, it's ridiculous. You just want one of them to just go like... You just want one of them just to go, look, this is what we've got. This is what we're bringing out. These are different versions. This is how much it's going to cost you. And this is when you can buy it.
Yeah, I think until one of them does that... It's going to just get dragged out and out and out. It depends how confident they are with their price.
It's only due for Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, this year, yeah. I'd imagine November, mid-November.
Yeah, they usually go, just after or just before, Thanksgiving, isn't it? Mm. Before the Thanksgiving holidays,
Yeah, they're usually released around my birthday, so, which is on the 9th of November, if anybody wants to buy me a present. no, not at all. Okay, fine. Screw you guys.
Yeah. So I think when it was the Xbox One and the PS4, they were like a week apart in November. You had a good view of the price of each one, what games were out. We're not there yet with either of them.
No. Look at that, Nate B. This is the 10th of November. Look at that, see? Obviously, only the best people are born in November.
That's lies. It's October. October's a month.
When in October? When in October?
Third.
Oh, you can suck one. Jay, when's your birthday?
July. It was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, God. Didn't make a big deal about it, did you?
No.
No. See, Stu, people don't make big deals about their birthday when they get to a certain age.
You'll start hearing about around about mid-September, and I'll give you a countdown.
Oh, if you start doing that, that'll be your fastest way to get kicked out of that Discord.
And then we won't know how to do anything.
Yeah. I'm perfectly capable of running a Discord, all right?
With all the bots. And
I just don't do it because Stu likes doing it.
Hold them hostage.
Stu likes that kind of stuff.
I do.
I find it boring and laborious.
I like tinkering with bots.
Software development.
Millennial Bug, welcome in to the stream. Thank you for the follow.
Hey, Millennial Bug.
Who doesn't like a good bot? Well, exactly.
Don't want a bad robot.
Oh. No, this is it. But yeah, next week, Xbox games, maybe hardware. You know, and
we've got another podcast in before that.
We do, but the reason we're doing it this week, obviously, is in case I'm slow on the upkeep in terms of getting it uploaded onto the server. Yeah. See, 9 times out of 10, I'm great. You know, I'll have a message to Stu by the end of the night saying the audio's on the media library. And then there's that one time when I'm like, Thursday the following week, I'm like, oh yeah, I really should do that.
And then I forget that you even supposed to be doing that. And I'm like, oh yeah.
And that's that's the times when we get two episodes get released at once.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas.
Well, we like to. Havoc Dub, welcome in, buddy. How you doing? Hopefully you're well. From the Wraith of Famalam. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think, you know, all that's left is for me to whiz, because obviously there's the Discord link. If people want to join the Thumb Culture Hangout, it is the place to be. I have to admit, it's
really pumping right now.
Where dreams are made of.
There are loads of dreams in here.
And if you want to follow us on Twitter,
pretty active, which is good as well. The Discord.
It's nice as well. I like the fact that it is there. And also, if you want to find out anything that we're doing about charity work, feel free to drop a look at that page on our website. And then also, you know, if you do want to get a nice little discount of Wraith Energy, head there, enter Thumb into your discount for a 10% discount on your energy purchases. Alternatively, I need to put this one in, enter TC Shake when you buy a tub and you can get a free shaker.
I'll be doing that tomorrow, payday.
Ooh, my payday was last week.
I go away to the 28th.
Nasty.
2 weeks today. I know.
28th.
It's disgusting.
I know. Thing is, my new job, I get paid every 4 weeks.
Oh,
so it's really good because it means I get paid again on the 7th of August. And then I get paid again on the 4th of September. Mm. But then I get paid twice in October.
Yeah.
Because it's 5 weeks.
It's every 4 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is effectively my PlayStation 5 money.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly.
We don't know when it's out, how much it's going to cost.
Exactly. You know? So, it'll either be my PlayStation 5 money or my Xbox Series X money. More likely to be PlayStation 5 money.
The little Lockhart.
Yeah. Yeah, I would buy a Lockhart. Yeah, I mean, if it does come out, rumors are true that this Lockhart is going to be like $200 or something. I mean, you literally would be stupid not to get one.
I think I'd get one even though I wouldn't need one.
Yeah, you would literally just get one just to sit there and think, pay £200 for you. Yeah. Move it around every week, you know.
It'd be good if we had something like a, you know, have you ever used a Steam Link? I have an Nvidia Shield, so it's got Steam Link on there. So it'd be cool if Xbox had something with a Game Pass and you could stream it to that kind of thing from your PC or something like that. Yeah.
That's what Project X Cloud is.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Was it called something else at one point?
Project Z Cloud, I think it was.
It was, it was called something else. Anyway, but yeah, it is that basically. Yeah.
Because xCloud, you can stream from their servers or from your own machine.
So, yes, they might try to pump that as well. If you already got a PC, you could play it on your TV.
Yeah. Because that's linked to Game Pass as well, so it doesn't cost any extra. I've been playing a bit on my phone now and again just to test it.
Okay, yeah. That's cool.
How'd you get that on your phone? How'd you get that up on you?
When I went to XO19 last year, I got some freebies. I've got little things so I can strap my phone to my Elite Pad and stuff like
fancy.
That.
Fancy.
Pretty good. It's still in like alpha or beta or something, so it's not
probably like pre-alpha.
Yeah, it's probably even pre-alpha. So it's not the smoothest thing in the world. But to say I can run Gears 5 just on my phone is quite impressive.
It's balmy, isn't it?
It came with I don't know if this will show up on camera, but yeah, a little clip so I can just attach a controller to my phone.
Oh yeah, I used to have something like that for the PlayStation controller.
Yeah, but it's whatever you can use a DualShock 4. Because it's just Bluetooth to your phone, or I've got the Xbox pad.
There you go.
It's clever. It's clever stuff, but I don't think we're quite there with the infrastructure. But
problem is the internet speeds that you need. It's like the Stadia, isn't it? You need a 10 meg
upload
for Stadia to be stable.
And I have 5, and it was iffy.
Yeah. So I've got I've got 5G on my phone, so it's all right, but it's not quite there. Not quite
5G.
There.
Check him out, 5G. Someone's got a
In
new
7
phone.
Years' time, Huawei are going from 5G, so who's next? We don't know.
Well, yeah. What phone is it?
Mine is Samsung S20 Plus.
Oh, okay. Very nice, very nice, very nice.
Nice bit of kit.
Yeah.
It's overpriced, and I wish I'd got something cheaper, but there we are.
Well, yeah, don't we all? You know, I've got the Huawei P30 Pro, which is a very good phone. Yeah. What, are you still running your Google Pixel, Stu?
Google Pixel 2 still, yeah. It's three and a half years old. No, I am doing an upgrade. I'm going to wait. Yeah, well, the 4A's have been delayed till October, so I'm going to check them out when they come out.
There we go. But rather than us jibber-jabbering on about random stuff, let's end the stream. And do you know what? Let's go and see if I can find someone that we can go and raid. We need to get more into raiding at the end of our streams.
Yeah. Give back. See who else is talking. Anybody else chatting?
I like to raid somebody that's saying, a good stream podcast, guys. Thank you very much, Scorpio. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's see who out of any of my communities are streaming right now. Wobbly Redman, we always raid him, so we'll raid somebody else this week. Miss Evie is playing Fortnite. I won't subject my viewers to that. AK Insane is playing Tekken 7.
Tekken.
Was it another game that would cost a lot of money if we got all characters, was that my imagination?
It's the one with Liam Neeson where his daughter gets kidnapped.
Oh dear. She doesn't understand that. He doesn't watch TV.
I do watch lots of TV, too much TV, yeah. Jesus.
We're going to go and raid AK Insane. He's in the TC Hangout. He hasn't talked for a while, but he, you know. He's playing some Tekken 7. He is a clown streamer. It didn't look like he was dressed up today.
Like
basically,
an actual clown.
No, he usually dresses up like a clown, basically. That's his whole channel is clown themed and stuff like that. So he's usually dressed up as a clown, which is quite entertaining. He's a nice guy. That's Pop amazing. Along, say hello, show him some love. And so I'm going to start the raid. Guys, all that left is for me to say thank you to you guys, Jay and Stu, for joining me this week on the stream. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Never a chore to stream the podcast with you two.
Thank you.
I mean, I know it's only your second appearance on the podcast, but, you know, I feel like you're
Your heavy week.
Well, yeah, I have to, you know, it's nice to get new faces on.
And
also,
a new voice.
Thank you guys for listening. If you're out there listening to this on our podcast app of your choice, feel free to find us on Twitter. We are at @thumb_culture. Drop us a like, drop us a follow, and come and interact with us. So guys, all that's left for me to do is say thank you once again for joining us tonight. And it's goodbye from me.
And bye from me.
And goodbye from me.